was hanging off the edge.
Bunny's trying to escape. Hey, this is all the stuff that I pulled from the back of your dresser that you told me that you cleaned out. You did. I said, did you get all the stuff from the back of your dresser? You said yes, but I didn't put it back yet. I'll do that later.
Yeah, they never confirmed that it happened.
What does that mean?
What?
And what do you mean you never confirmed that it happened?
I never confirmed to you that I ever picked it up. I said I will later.
I interpreted...
Technically, it's still later.
Wow, you are splitting that kind of a hair with me. Okay, get the crumbs later.
No, I can't sleep in the crumbs.
No, nor should you have crumbs in your bed.
Yeah, it was an accident. I don't purposely crumb my bed.
One might argue that it's really not an accident. If you're eating in your bed, there has to be an assumption that crumbs will come from eating.
If you're eating like a banana... Bananas don't crumb.
You are just all full of hair slitting tonight, aren't you?
Yep.
Did you scrub your face?
Yeah.
I could tell.
Jump roping unit is so hard.
Jump roping?
Yeah.
Yeah. Try a song.
Really fast song.
No, my grandmother, really your grandmother, standing by the fire.
I don't know.
There's like, you should look it up. Look up jump rope songs, because I'm sure that you'll come across several of them. And it'll help you keep a cadence, and it'll help you keep a rhythm. Plus, depending on the song you choose, it'll make you sound really cool. Which, as everybody knows, when it comes to jump roping, is the only point.
Yeah, that'll look cool.
Yeah. So, 4 days left, and not many days left in the semester. So is there anything that you need to get completed before the end of the semester? Any big projects, anything? Just put it on your calendar. Make sure you understand. What needs to get done?
Okay.
Dilio?
Every time I have, see like that, I'll breathe out like after I yawn, or I just breathe out normally, just like slightly heavier. Mm-hmm. I cough, or when I stretch my neck up like that, cough.
Yeah, I have that experience.
Why? Because I have like a slight cough right now. So and I only cough.
And also a slight accent when you say slight cough.
What? Slight cough.
Yeah.
I always talk like that. That is my voice that I will sometimes use.
That's your Sable voice.
No, the Sable voice is like this.
Why do you use that Sable
voice? Because it's funnier when we're talking.
But that's the only way you guys talk to each other. I don't even know if I know Sable's really voice.
Sable. Whenever we're like far away, everybody in our friend group and probably a lot of other people at the school know this call. When we're far away, we just say "Sable!" I bet so many people know that because they'll just hear "Sable!" and they hear Sable go "Sydney!"
Wow, very interesting. It's the kind of thing that'll stick with you for a while.
Yeah. Wait. It sounds like Mr. Crocker.
Yeah.
Fairies.
I was going to say it falls into that vein. Hello, what are you doing to bun?
Crush. What's that thing that... Isn't this like a move that wrestlers do?
Yeah, well, yeah, if you're one of those fake wrestlers. The pile driver.
Is that what it's called?
Are you flipping kidding me right now?
And Riley talk like this. We always have a really... climactic voice! It always goes very high! That's how we talk.
Excellent.
Yeah, I have a bunch of different voices that I use with different people.
I should have used that when I was growing up. I have a different voice for notes, and a different voice for duets.
What?
Notes and duets are people.
Oh. What people?
Notes?
Yeah.
Rich Nupar?
Oh.
Duax? Dan Duax?
It's not just like one person?
No.
Or there's several of him?
No. I didn't say Newts is. I said
Newts.
If
you said Newts.
Yeah, Newts. That's what we call
I'll
them.
I'll never understand Newts. Chicago.
Well, that's probably right.
I need to go to Chicago to understand it.
That's true. You'll have to spend some time there.
We should go there during the winter so I can be in the snow.
Yeah, that would be a fantastic idea. There's not a whole lot of snow there.
Oh, I thought there was.
There is occasionally. It snows really bad, and then it gets like really warm. In the wintertime, it's too fluctuative. I don't know if that's a word, but I'm going to stick with it.
I think it is.
The temperature fluctuates up and down, so you'll get like a ton of snow, and then like a week and a half later, it'll be gone.
Let's go on a snow.
They've already had a snowstorm.
Aw. There's going to be another?
So, well, I'm sure there'll be lots. It's not even January yet. So, say a prayer.
Okay. Dear God, we pray for goodness. We thank you tomorrow. My daddy. Oh, have a good day at work. Pray yep. Healing hand on my back. Thanks, guys. Have a great day today. Let's have a good day tomorrow. And then my cough will go away. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Give me a kiss so I can get some of that cough. Because I'm sure I need is a sick day.
Next year, I want to like walk home. And CK said that he'd walk with me. So, I'm probably going to walk home in high school. Independent. I thought I'd tell you. Because it was just
thanks
officiated.
Thanks for giving me like a 9-month head start
on
that.
No, it was just officiated, so I thought that I would.
What does that mean?
I didn't know if I was going to walk home, and CK was like, I'll walk home with you. So I was like, okay.
Yeah. Where does CK live?
Not far.
Like, further than we do from Milliken?
Yes.
Maybe you guys could get bikes.
Oh, yeah.
Bike to school. Bike home. I don't know how psyched I am to have you biking up Palo Verde all the way to school, freshman. That even sounds weird for me to say that you're going to be a freshman in high school.
I don't want to be. Get me out of there.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm fairly certain that you're going to high school next year. Yeah. You want either mom or
Mommy
I homeschooling?
Mommy was thinking about homeschooling me. She was thinking. She said that she was thinking about it. She's like, I'm really considering it. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Because when she took me out of school early last Wednesday, because I was sick, all of the high school students were just getting out when we were going to Supermax, and she saw them, and she's like, it's going to be a culture shock for you. There's going to be so many people. It's going to be so big. You're not going to survive in there. And I was like, Mother, yes, I will. I'll be fine. Because I remembered recently that we get our schedules before school even starts.
Yeah.
So we could go there, like, and before, like, not even, like, after the summer, like, before summer, like, in March or something, or April.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get my schedule and then, like, during the summer, like, bike over to the school and find where my classes are going to be. Like, where in the school they are, so I can already have it in my head. So it won't be like, where is this? Where am I? Who am I?
Mm. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Maybe plus, we'll get to see if I have any classes with my friends.
That's true.
I'm not even worried about like school or like finding classes. I'm just worried about like what if everybody else has friends in that class and I'm just like the loner kid.
We'll have to discuss that. We can talk about that tomorrow.
Maybe I'll make more friends.
Yeah. I've heard that there's a way of
This is going to be sarcastic. This is going to be a sarcastic thing.
Give me an example of what I would say after
that. I've heard this thing they could do called, like, talking to somebody. And you guys, like, I don't think you guys, like, find common interests and you become friends that way. That's something you'd say. What were you going to say?
You pretty much nailed it. Yeah. Somewhere along those lines. You got me.
Another kiss. I got you. You're gonna be sick.
Good night. I love you.